This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set?
Gocked.
Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website. It's up, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Scott is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Mike Nash is with us, CEO of PrivacyCase.com. Welcome, Mike Nash.
Hey, Vince, how are you?
I am well. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're on with us. And by the way, let me tell the class about how we met. Class, you know that when we have commercials here, commercial advertisements on GCN, they just show up. And I hear them the same time that you do. And I like to meet those behind those products, those services. And so I'll just call the same number that you call, and I called privacycase.com when they're advertising with us, when I first heard the announcement. And I got to talk to Mike Nash, and I asked him about the privacy case and how it worked and so forth. And I wanted to get one and look at it and evaluate it and make sure that I was happy with the product and that it worked. And I can tell you that it does. And we've talked on the air and off the air about cell phone technology, and that's what we're going to talk today about. We're going to talk about how cell phones work. We're going to talk about, well, are you tracked? Is it really true? Are you really tracked? Can your movements be followed and pointed out on a screen on a computer? Are your phone calls actually recorded for replay later? Is that true? How about your texts? We're going to talk about that because I'm interested. I really am interested. And I want, for disclosure, when I want to travel without being followed by the system, I will put my cell phone, an Apple iPhone, in the privacy case, and it won't ring. It absolutely will not ring. So, Mike, I was thinking about, you know, what happens if someone's in church, or at the Bundy Ranch, or at a militia meeting, or in a government office? Can those people be determined? Can you determine who is there? Or can the government determine who is there by technology that they have? Or can corporations or anyone determine who is in a particular location by the cell phone that they carry with them?
Sure, absolutely. It's a good question. Every cell phone is tracked because it starts out a little bit not so nefarious. The cellular networks, each tower only can handle so many phone calls at one time. So the way the cellular networks manage their network is they track every single phone on their network. It isn't just one specific person. It's every phone. So if you were to bring up a map of all the phones that were being serviced by a tower, you could not only tell what phones were being serviced by the tower, but because of the communication that's occurring between those phones and other towers, you would be able to know exactly where those phones are in time and space. And if there's more than one phone in a general location, you would be able to see that there were more than one phone in a general location. So if you were in church, and you were to look, say, just picture Google Earth in your head, if you were to do an overhead view of that church on the map, if you were to overlay where the phones are, you would see every single phone that's in that church. You would know every single person that's in attendance at that mass or meeting or whatever it happens to be. It may have started out not so dangerous, but it's the fact that the information is there and people are now starting to use it.
Mike, I saw a YouTube video that happened to be a commercial. And it was a commercial from, I believe, Volkswagen. And it starts out showing people in a movie theater. And it looks like it's in Japan. Now, I may be wrong, but I believe it looks like it's in Japan. So there's a theater full of moviegoers. And there's it shows the scene on the big screen. And it's this scene of, it looks like, the view from the driver's perspective through the windshield of a car, just gently driving down a rural scenic road, just very slowly driving down, and everything's fine and serene. It's just really just a beautiful image. And then all of a sudden, the cell phones ring. Like every cell phone in the movie theater rings at the same time. And the moviegoers look down at their cell phone and they go to answer it. And then you hear on the big screen this great big crash. And the car crashes. And the point of this commercial, if you will, is don't drive, you know, and use your cell phone at the same time. But what the point that I'm trying to bring up is somehow, every cell phone in this movie theater, that cell phone number was detected, and every phone was called at the same time by this technology. And if it's as simple to do as that for a movie commercial, for a TV commercial, for a 60-second commercial, isn't that happening to us at the Bundy Ranch and so forth?
It's happening everywhere. Your phone is constantly generating and emitting information about you. The analogy of your phone compared to a small, naive child is actually pretty accurate. Picture you walking through a crowd of people, and your little kid is next to you saying hello to every single person it passes. That's what your phone does to cell phone towers. And as soon as someone's willing to talk to it, it tells them everything that you've been doing all day long. That's what your cell phone does. So as you move around with this thing, you've got this little small child that doesn't know anything about threats in the world. It's totally naive to bad people with ill intent or anything like that. And if you can speak its language, it will tell you anything you want to know. There's almost no safeguards on the backside of this for you personally. The doors are wide open for business and surveillance for, I guess if you want to call it national security reasons, that's fine. But the doors on the backside of your phone are wide open. If you think you're secure with these devices and you just bought a commercial off-the-shelf phone with no enhanced anything to it, you're totally susceptible to surveillance, not just by, you know, Big Brother, although that's what we keep hearing about, but you've also got Little Brother, which if you followed any of the ACLU lawsuits, the same type of technology that the feds are using are now issued all the way down to your local police departments, and they've all been told not to discuss what they have or the capabilities of the devices. But it's also available to identity thieves, stalkers, people who want to, you know, use your images for extortion. Miss Teen USA last year had that happen to her. This is an issue that is not being reported because I think it's because they don't want people to change their habits around these devices. They are your personal surveillance drone. Everybody wants a drone. You've all already got one. It's called your cell phone. They may have been innocuous and friendly 20 years ago, and they may have, you know, deserved the title of a trusted member of the family. But today you have almost no control over it. It stores way more information about you than cell phones ever used to store about you, and they'll talk to people that you don't even realize it's talking to you. I will lay something out that has been a question for people for years at this point. Does my cell phone actually shut off? When I push the power button and ask it to shut off, does it shut off? No. My website's privacycase.com. If you want to challenge me on it, I invite you to. The modern smartphone uses a series of soft keys. They're soft buttons. When you touch that power button, it clicks for an instant. And what's going on is as long as the power is attached to the motherboard, that motherboard is powered up. When you push that soft key to turn your phone on, it sends a pulse to, or a series of commands, it's just a pulse string, to the processor on board the motherboard. And it goes, oh, he wants to turn the phone on. And it starts to power things up. It has to be listening for that command. Well, you could also send the commands to the radio portion of your cell phone. I could literally get in trouble for this one. And because just like a pager, you remember the old school one-way pagers, which, by the way, folks, if you want an end run around this, we aren't offering them yet through the site, go get yourself a one-way numeric pager and a privacy case. Put your phone in the privacy case. Keep the pager with you. You can maintain connectivity. It doesn't transmit. It doesn't have a microphone. It doesn't have, you know, GPS or anything like that. It's one way, and it just listens. Well, if the quote-unquote baseband processor, which is the radio on board your cell phone, is powered up and you send it a command string to wake up, it will listen to you and it will activate your device without the owner of the phone knowing about it. All you see happen is the screen shuts off. The screen goes black, and since there's no real buttons on it, you can't interact with the phone until you turn it back on again. But it's instantly on as soon as you touch that button. It's literally sitting there in a powered-down state like your computer can go into sleep mode. And it's very similar in most of the smartphones today. It's the very same type of setup.
Mike, I think the analogy for many of us would be, you know, you have a remote on your television, and you can sit, you know, in your sofa, and you can hit the button to power on your television. Well, the television has to be on in order to receive that signal and respond to that command. So it's as simple as that. And you've got these in your home right now, and you've been using them for at least 20 years, right? So that's just one simple analogy. Mike, in the 1980s, I had a very dear friend who I worked with in the computer industry. We built banking computer systems together. And he had a Lincoln with a phone in it. And when he was running late to meet with me for, you know, a meeting or something, or if he was early, he would call me. Or if he was going to be on time, he'd call me. And he'd say, hey, Vinny, I'm on my way. I'm 3, 5, 7 minutes out. You know, I'll be there. And that was just a simple telephone that was in his car, but very, very few had them. And I'm not talking cell to cell. I'm just talking cell phone in his car to landline. $3 a minute for those phone calls. Now, can we talk about the technology difference between that and the current smartphone? Mike Nash, privacycase.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about cell phone technology. And this is technology you need to know about, because I'm sure just about every one of us has a cell phone. It's following us everywhere we go. Now, one of the questions I have is that phone call that I got in the 1980s from my friend who had this bag phone in his Lincoln, who paid $3 a minute. It was a very short phone call. Hey, Vinny, I'm on my way. I'll be there in, you know, 3, 5, 7 minutes, that kind of thing. You know, because it was so expensive back then, the phone calls were short. Now we have unlimited talking, and people call to say, hey, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. So those older... But so we're being tracked, and our movements and our thoughts and our intonations are being tracked and monitored and stored. Those old phones, can we compare them to the current smartphone, the technology of the tracking? Was the tracking installed in those old bag phones of the 1980s or not?
Absolutely. I'll just clear some things up. So when we talk about a cell phone, we're talking about a radio telephone that works within a cellular network. Radio telephones, think World War II, that giant shoebox thing that they used to hold up to their head with the rubber button on the side of it. That was a radio telephone. Right. Your cell phone is several generations further down the road from that. But that's really where it finds its origins. It, like everything else in this world that we get, it usually starts out with military tech first, and then eventually it's nerfed until it's given to civilians. The cellular portion refers to the coverage area of each tower. When you interlock the coverage areas of several towers, you get a cellular network, and a radio telephone that operates within this kind of network is appropriately called a cellular phone, or what we fondly call a cell phone. The smarter the phone, the more it can do. But that's not to say that a dumb phone, quote-unquote, can't be hacked. Dumb phones have microphones, so do smartphones. Dumb phones have cameras, so do smartphones. Dumb phones hold tons of information about us. The people we know by name, or at least what we have in our phone book as, their phone number, when we call them, how long we've spoken to them, any text messages that we've sent to them that are stored in the phone, and don't worry if you erased them, your service provider does keep copies of them, and you can retrieve them via subpoena. And if you don't subpoena those text records, somebody else might. So be careful what you send out in text. Even if you're joking, what is said in jest now between friends and is understood when it's read in a courtroom aloud, believe me, it will not be written with the humor that you intended it. So be careful what you put in text. As far as phone calls, all phone calls, landline or cell phone, are being monitored by computer. I don't know how much of this has been discussed publicly, but basically, I don't know if you've ever used a program called Dragon. It does speech-to-text conversion. So, like, yes, you speak to it, and it'll write a document for you. Okay, well, imagine supercomputers doing that for every phone call that's being made, constantly converting conversation into text, and then going through that text and doing keyword searches. And if enough keywords come up in a conversation and the voice stress analysis that's performed on the two people talking is important enough, it will flag it for a human's review. This is going on with everything. I don't care whether you pick up the phone off the wall in your house or you pick up your cell phone. Every phone call is going through the situation right now. Do they act on all the information? There's a lot of information to act on. They probably can't. But irregardless, it's still being recorded. So times have changed a bit since we were kids. I'll put it to you that way. This doesn't. I'll just leave it at that. I want to put Mike Nash.
Let me ask you this: do you think that our phone calls are being recorded and stored almost forever, rather than, you know, for a day, a week, a month?
You wouldn't necessarily have to do it forever. Information does have an expiration date for the most part. The party that you're planning to have with your friends this weekend is over after this weekend, but there's still a record that you planned it. But, you know, I'm not the one that's trying to collect the information. I'm a traditional American. I grew up with a set of values that were instilled in me when I was a little kid. You know, the Bill of Rights is damn near sacred, and a whole series of other things that are suddenly not so applicable today, and I don't quite understand that end of it. But, you know, I just see things. I don't quite understand their mindset. I'm not sure that I agree that every American is suddenly guilty until the state proves otherwise. I hold faith in my fellow American no matter what my TV tells me. I'm not afraid of my neighbor. You know, I don't buy into any of that. I think once we all get down to brass tacks, we're all Americans, and that's really what matters.
Mike Nash, PrivacyCase.com. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Mike Nash, and he's the CEO of PrivacyCase.com, PrivacyCase.com. And if you decide that you want to put your phone into a well-built Faraday cage that absolutely works and will prevent your phone from announcing where you are as you travel, you might want to consider the Privacy Case. And if you go to USAPrepares.com, page one, you'll see cell phone privacy case. You can click on that link, and that will take you right to privacycase.com. Mike, I was thinking about I have in the studio with me an old Palm One, Palm Pilot cell phone. And I love this thing. It really, really worked well. And I was able to disable GPS tracking on this. But the phones that we have today, you cannot disable that, correct?
Well, there's, and it's good that you started with this because I need to personalize this so people understand things here. Your phone is actually a really cool computer strapped to a digital two-way radio. It's kind of like a walkie-talkie or a CB. But when you call somebody, even if you're standing in the same room, your call goes to the cell phone network first because they have to know who you're calling so that they can bill the call and all the other associated things. And then the network finds the phone that you're trying to call. And even if it's coming out of the same tower you just connected to, the call that you're sending comes from the tower to the other person's phone. You are not calling the person standing right across from you. It's going into the network and then coming back out of the network. It is not a phone-to-phone transaction. This opens up all phones to something called man-in-the-middle attack.
Mm-hmm.
This, you've heard a lot of it in the news. The common term now used in the vernacular is stingray. While I don't want to get sued by the Harris Corporation for explaining what their devices do, what I can tell you is that those devices that are commercially available can be, as we talked about the last time you and I spoke, can be vehicle-borne. They can also be mounted on fixed things like a cell phone tower or some sort of high device. And they're also man-portable, about the size of a large walkie-talkie. And these devices give them the ability to collect information about your phone. They give them the ability, some of the more advanced ones, give them the ability to gain total access over the phone. They can push information on it. They can take information off of it. You could install cell phone spyware on it, so once your phone moves beyond range of its tower, they can still use the cellular network to maintain surveillance on you because they've got the software installed on your phone. This isn't just a government thing that's doing this. This stuff is available. There's cell phone spyware, which is the easiest, lowest tech version that you can do. Go out on the internet, type in search in your search engine, cell phone spyware. And you'll find these things for as little as $20. You can install it on anybody's cell phone, and basically you can do almost everything the government can do. For more expensive, I think it's upwards of $400, you don't even have to touch the other person's phone. You can install it remotely, and this is really important for business. I cannot stress this enough. I've been doing a lot of business with cybersecurity professionals. The one thing I absolutely stress to everybody is if you are in business and you are currently listing your cell phone number as well as your office line on your business cards, go get your cards reprinted. Take your cell phone numbers off of your business card because that's literally an address to send information and programs and all this other stuff. You do not want to be giving that number out. These things are not just phones anymore. They are computers. And just like you have almost no control over the computer that you have at home, you have almost no control over the computer that's attached to that two-way radio that makes up your cell phone. We really have to start thinking about these devices as something other than just a phone, because they're not. They're way more than that, and they, you know, because of that, the smarter the phone, the more that it can do, and the more ways that people can get a hold of you. If you have a dumb phone, it somewhat limits who can tinker with you. Again, because the commercial things are out there for law enforcement, doesn't just mean that it's just law enforcement that can do it. Security professionals at FCON 18, it's a big cybersecurity conference in Las Vegas, gave an example of what they call an MC catcher, which is basically the same thing as a stingray. And they showed that they can do almost all the same things that the commercially available devices can do. And I believe the gentleman built it for under $2,000. So it isn't like this is super James Bond type stuff that only the state can get their hands on. Your business competition can. They can put one of these MC catchers in a panel van and park it 4 blocks from your office and monitor every phone inside your office that connects to their fake cell phone tower. You wouldn't even know it. There'd be no way that you would know that the microphones are on listening to your meeting, that somebody's activated the camera on a phone in your meeting, and they can see all the slides that you have up on the screen. I mean, these are serious threats just to business. If you want to talk about the personal threat, your cell phone is tracked. Your cell phone and everybody you know's cell phone is tracked. So when you leave your house and you go to meet, you could literally isolate everyone that you know and watch all of those dots on a map converge into one location. I could turn the microphone on your phone. If your phone shuts off, I could turn the microphone on the guy next to you's phone and use his phone to listen to you. It's that intricate. The connectivity in the network is that tight that you could literally do that to any one of these devices from the network side of things. There's really three toolboxes. There's a network maintenance toolbox, which the cell phone companies build into these devices for network connectivity reasons. So your cellular service provider and the technicians can open up all sorts of ports and basically use everything on your phone to maintain connectivity. They're not really a threat. The cell phone companies are not what you need to be worried about. So the maintenance toolbox isn't so much a concern. The law enforcement toolbox is an expansion of the maintenance toolbox. It's all the features that the network has plus some commercial things that they can buy, like I had mentioned before, the stingrays and the gossamers and the hailstorms. This is a little bit more something to worry about, depending on how you view it. If you're a criminal, obviously this is a problem. If you're concerned about your liberties, this is a definite concern. It's still being worked out in the courts whether anything that they're doing is legal. I have my own opinion on the matter. And then there's a third toolbox that I like to call the creative. And the creative toolbox is things like this MC catcher that these wireless security professionals displayed at DEF CON. It's the person who writes an application for the flashlight on your phone that, you know, takes all your information and uploads it to God knows where. It's all the third-party software applications that you can go buy online. Those are really like the three ways that the average cell phone can be used to spy on you. You literally have an open microphone. Anybody that has an Android phone made by, I believe it's Motorola, you can just say, okay, Google, call Vince. And all of a sudden your phone activates out of nowhere and calls Vince. Well, how did it know that you just said that, unless it's monitoring everything that you said, looking for those words, okay, Google, and then whatever you want it to do? These microphones are open all the time. So, I mean, we really have to sit down here for a minute and go, am I okay with carrying a tracking beacon with an open microphone and camera with me all day long, everywhere I go, listening to every conversation I have? Am I okay with having multiple microphones and cameras inside my business meetings, listening to confidential business strategy? You know, these are really honestly things that nobody, they don't want to talk about this. Nobody that's benefiting from it, the people that are harvesting your information for commercial purposes, you know, none of these guys want to discuss this because they're all getting free, valuable information from everybody, and nobody's saying, hey, wait a second, about any of it. Your cell phone can really gather information. I think we've identified 12 different ways that your cell phone can collect information about its environment, everything from the microphone to the Wi-Fi connection. Here's one that's brand new. This is something that unless you caught it when it happened, you don't even know about it. The gyroscope inside a modern smartphone, the thing that, you know, if you tilt the phone knows that it's being tilted. That's why the screen flips around depending on how you're holding it. That gyroscope works like a traditional gyroscope. Researchers, I believe it was from Stanford University, and anybody who's listening can go look this up. That gyroscope uses a little small tiny piece of mass that's in motion, and it's really sensitive to vibration. Well, using a high-pass filter, they can filter out all the other information that's coming from that gyroscope except for the frequency of the human voice. And using that, you can turn it into a super sensitive microphone, and where an application may require access to use your microphone and you can tell it no, it does not have to ask you for access to the gyroscope, and it can do anything it wants to with that information. It becomes a super sensitive microphone. These devices are designed to be, I don't know if it's like, you know, you want to put the nefarious term on it, surveillance drones, but they are designed to be surveillance drones. They collect all sorts of information, what networks are around you, what devices are around you, everything about what you're doing throughout the day, everywhere you go, all the phone calls you make, all the text messages you send, any emails that get sent to the device. They really are surveillance drones, and they need to be treated as such. I'm not casting dispersions in any specific direction towards any specific group because it isn't just one group that can do this. You don't have to be James Bond to hack into somebody's cell phone. Like I said, it's as cheap as $20 and a little bit of search time on the internet for $2,000. You don't even have to go over the cellular network and leave a paper trail. It's why the man in the middle attack is deployed is because then there's no record that the attack ever took place. So when a stingray or a hailstorm or an MC catcher is deployed out in the field in an actual real-world attack, the only person that's really aware that that attack ever took place is the person that's doing it. There isn't an internet connection that goes to a cell phone tower. There's nothing to track back to the person that did it. It's just right there in between the cell phone that they're attacking and the tower that it would normally be sending its traffic to.
Mike, I have a sign on the back door where people enter our home, and it says, no cell phones. Please leave your cell phone in your car. And I'm not kidding. I'm absolutely not kidding. And here's an example. Have you ever been to a restaurant recently, you know, within the last couple of years, where there is a single table with multiple people where the cell phones are not placed on the table at a restaurant or at home? For most of our homes, how many of us eat with the cell phone right there next to the napkin, you know, as the place setting is set? What are we thinking? How many of us take the cell phones into the shower, into the bathrooms? How many of us place our cell phones on our nightstands? I have tape, black electrical tape, over the cameras, front and rear of the cell phone. But that's only temporary, because I've got to get rid of my cell phone. That's all there is to it. Mike Nash and I will be right back. PrivacyCase.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Keep
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Nash, I'm really looking forward to seeing you at the Get Prepared Expo in March of 2015. And class, I want to let you know that there's a meetup on Monday. Monday at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri, 4:45 to 8 p.m. It's free. Dinner's optional if you'd like to join us for dinner. Some of the best dining in Springfield at very, very, very reasonable prices. Seriously. Scott Mather is going to be talking about maintaining your vehicles, what you need to do, what you need to check, what you need to think about. And Milo Carter will be there. He'll be bringing cases of Nixol. He'll be bringing gallons of Nixol for sale below retail. He sold out last week. And some of our instructors bought it by the gallons. Some ordered as many as 7 gallons of Nixol. They are medical professionals, and they've ordered it. And I've ordered 4 gallons, and I didn't take mine so that others could get theirs. But I'll get mine this week. On Monday. And Mike Nash, if I have a cell phone and I do not have a cell phone contract, let's say my contract with my provider, I say, that's it, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm tired of being tracked. I am not going to have this cell phone contract. And I decide that I'm not going to have a non-contract cell phone plan either. And I decide I'm only going to use my cell phone, which I own, via Wi-Fi. So let's say I turn on and off Wi-Fi. My Wi-Fi is off at the farm. I don't use Wi-Fi, but let's say I turned it on and I wanted to use my cell phone via a Wi-Fi application exclusively with no cell phone service. Am I tracked by the cell phone towers?
Okay, so every cell phone is a FCC licensed radio transceiver. It transmits as well as receives. So even if you said, I don't want to use the radio, that doesn't mean somebody else couldn't use the radio. Mm-hmm. Every phone, because they're licensed transmitters, has its own serial number. In the instance of most telephones with a removable battery, it will be on a white sticker under the battery, and it's prefaced by IMEI. IMEI means International Mobile Station Equipment Identification Number, and that's literally the serial number to that radio and that phone specifically. It's kind of like the VIN number on your car. Mm-hmm. If I knew that information about the phone, even though you no longer had a contract, I could call out to it on the network and it would respond to me because I know its name. Remember the analogy of a kid. I know its name. And if I can call out to it and I speak its language, it will tell me anything I want to know about it. Anything I want to know about what you've been doing, you know, who you met with, what you talked about. I mean, it's kind of literally an open book to people if they know how to access the device. It's really important that people take this seriously because these are not just innocuous phones that are hanging on your walls anymore. They're way beyond that. Technology's moved much faster than people's comprehension of the capabilities of it. And it's really important that everybody take this seriously. This is a definite threat to you personally. You might not have any of this information being used against you now, but it is being collected, and it can be used against you later. Even to paint a picture of you in a wrong light, even if it's an inaccurate picture painted, I can still claim, well, Vince, you know, even though this guy that you may have known even passing, I show that you've met with him 3 or 4 times at Ziggy's, and, you know, this guy went off and did something reckless and stupid, so now you're under surveillance, too. It's too much of a threat. I'm not quite sure why people don't grasp the seriousness of what their exposure is. And as far as protecting yourself is concerned, and this is something that's really, really important, if you don't choose a privacy case, which is a mistake, but if you don't choose a privacy case, you need whatever you choose to protect yourself, and the best protection is to just not carry these devices with you. It has to work. If it works inside your house and it works inside your basement, try moving around. Try calling yourself when you're closer to a cell phone tower. If it fails at any point in time, you cannot trust that device to protect you because it's not reliable. The privacy case, you can walk right up to a cell phone tower and nothing gets through it. It's designed to work and work correctly. It's precision manufactured with tolerances of 0.03 inch in order to pull that off reliably.
Mike, let me put an exclamation point on that. I tested the privacy case, and you're absolutely right. And I've also tested cell phones in storm shelters, concrete and metal storm shelters, without the privacy case, and the calls go through. Mike Nash, privacycase.com, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to having you back again and again and again. We'll be right back after top-of-the-hour commercials and announcements.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.